But if for any reason Joe Biden says, you know, I've done my time, I've done my duty, I've been in the Senate or vice president most of the time since 1972, that's 50 years, time for somebody else, okay. Gavin Newsom is going to be one of the front runners. So is J.B. Pritzker of Illinois, and there's a couple of others. However, on July 4th, Newsom went all in, and he goes, he runs ads, a couple of hundred grand worth in Florida, attacking DeSantis, which wasn't difficult because DeSantis is bad news. In any event, people said to you, oh, you know, Gavin, okay, first of all, the presidential race isn't for two more years. Secondly, Joe Biden may run again, and there are a lot of people, and I'll say this, including me, who hope he does run again. And third, doing it 2 years in advance, what does that accomplish? And Gavin Newsom came out with a very simple statement. He said he got ticked off at DeSantis because DeSantis had threatened, believe it or not, to fine the Special Olympics over its vaccine mandate. Now, how bad is that? How bad is that? The Special Olympics are a wonderful organization that was initially promoted and partially funded by the Kennedy family. And these are youngsters with disabilities. These are youngsters with special needs. And they get to compete and they get medals, and seeing those competitions and seeing the joy on their faces and the pride is the most wonderful thing in the world. And the Special Olympics put in a vaccine mandate because those youngsters were at, frankly, at special risk, many of them. If you have issues, if you have immunity issues, it would have been a terrible thing not to have required vaccines. So they had a vaccine mandate. Very, very reasonable. You know, I've been vaccinated and have had two boosters. But certainly if you're dealing with youngsters who are immunocompromised in some cases, there should be a vaccine mandate. But Florida under DeSantis had put out their rules opposing vaccine mandates and threatening punitive action, lawsuits, and in some cases, fining them. And he threatened to fine the Special Olympics if they didn't withdraw their vaccine mandate, which was intended to protect immunocompromised youngsters with special needs. And Gavin Newsom said, I'm not putting up with that. And he ran ads, and good for him. Good for him. Very, very glad he did that. That's a very wonderful thing that he did. And the other thing is, as the Republicans come up, there is this fight within the Republican Party between the Trump people and the mainstream. Sadly, the Adam Kinzingers and Liz Cheney's and Mitt Romney's and others, Paul Ryan's, don't have a critical mass enough to warrant a civil war. But there is a civil war going on between, on the one hand, the Trump people, the crazies, and on the other hand, the mainstream, who have been insulted by Trump, who have been opposed by Trump in the primaries. But if they get in, they are going to be very similar to Trump, but without the drama, without the diva singing the aria, the top of her voice. And nobody wants my advice in the Republican Party, but I'm going to give it on Ron DeSantis. You can't elect a guy who doesn't smile. You can't elect a guy who people think might be mean or something. You have to smile and look like you're open. You know, Ronald Reagan smiled and looked like he was open, and he did a lot of things that a lot of people attacked him for, but he got away with it. I don't think you can nominate a guy who doesn't smile. Just me, just saying it. Okay, we're going back to the lines. In order. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're next. Thanks for going. What's your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. Wonderful topic as usual. On smiling, you know, if people don't smile, people don't want to listen to you. Who wants to walk up to a guy that looks like he just lost his best friend and he's going to lead us? No, you know, you've got to have a smile. You, like you said, you got to be open. But getting back to Gavin Newsom, you'd probably make the best campaign ever asked. You know politics. You know what? And I'm not teasing. People need people like you. I talked about you running, and you said, that's not for me. I get that. But your talent, your ability, you've been around. You know the ropes. As Joe goes, Joe's doing a wonderful job. And if you don't think so, just turn on Fox. Fox will do everything to make him look up, including their subtitles. They'll say, Biden's poll numbers crashing, Biden failing. They are terrified to address the elephant in the room. I called them one time. I said, how come you guys talk about everything but the elephant in the room? And they said, what's the elephant in the room? I started laughing. I said, you prove to me. Our democracy, if we get any more Trump Republicans in. You guys can't understand it or comprehend it. You think you're going to worry about the price of gas. I'll tell you what, if another Trumpite gets in, gas will be not even something you're going to worry about. Inflation is not going to worry about. What you're going to worry about is your country's been taken over, and you know what you do, Matt. Keep it up. Great job.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bill. Thanks for calling, as always, my friend. Next, we're going to go to Robert of West Allis. Robert, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Robert?
Good morning. I'm glad you mentioned DeSantis and Gavin Newsom. A few weeks ago, they had the World Games in Alabama. And again, getting back to the point, they're an anti-freedom death cult. They had no precautions in place, no procedures in place. They brought in whole teams from other countries knowing they had COVID. And guess what happened? It spread like wildfire down there. All kinds of people sick, all kinds of people held up in hotel rooms, having to wait quarantine period. It defies common sense with these people. They're completely insane. So I'm not surprised DeSantis did it, because we just saw it 2 weeks ago in Alabama with the World Games. So that's all I wanted to add. Thanks.
Yeah, Robert, excellent comment. Yeah, and I'm going to get back to this before I go to the next caller. I mean, when you think about this, who in their right mind would threaten to fine an organization that had a vaccine mandate because they dealt with immunocompromised youngsters with special needs? I mean, I would think you'd order them to have a vaccine mandate, but they were going to be fined. And what about the youngsters? If you're immunocompromised and you have special issues and you get COVID and you're not vaccinated and the adults around you are not vaccinated, you are at much greater risk of at least hospitalization, being on a ventilator, and maybe death. This is not right, quite frankly. I'm just calling this out. This is not right. Going back to the lines, Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Well, it's just that crap crazy what's going on with the Republican Party these days. That the whole vaccine mandate thing is that how a disease became so political because Trump flapped his mouth in an offhand comment, more or less, and probably wasn't so offhand, probably plotted it all the way through. But, I mean, people have died because of the decisions that Donald Trump and Republicans have made because, we don't want to have a vaccine mandate, we don't want to have a mask mandate, we can't have that. I mean, we had one Republican that nearly died here in the state of Wisconsin because he was anti-vax and anti-mask up to the point where he was in the hospital, had a tube shoved into his lungs to keep him breathing. I mean, that it is just crazy. And the Republicans who do not think, they don't take any kind of humanity into account at all. Now I see where Roberts is fast-tracking the bill to make forced children to have parental permission to have an abortion. Well, what if the person seeking the abortion is not sophisticated enough to know to go to the courts, and the person who raped her, causing the needs for the abortion is apparent? I mean, it is just we've gone off the rails, and the Republicans think that they are. I don't know. I just think that they've been.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, and let me.
I'm struggling.
Yeah, well, the point of the matter is there is a split in the Republican Party right now. And, you heard Nick of Madison call in a principal conservative, and there are many, and some who I admire immensely. And right at the list is, frankly, Liz Cheney. And right along with her is Adam Kinzinger. I think Paul Ryan has spoken out for our democracy, and I think that Mitt Romney has spoken out for our democracy. Republicans who speak out for our democracy and let the chips fall where they may are exactly what we need in the political discourse. You can't have a party or a country with one party. You had that in Mexico for 60 years, and it became corrupted. You must have some adversary, good faith adversary discussions on issues. You just have to. However, when it gets to the kind of the weird fringes, and I'm going to get back to this, and I don't know how you can say it even more starkly. But the fact is that if you have an organization like the Special Olympics, and they're the body of work they do is with immunocompromised youngsters, how in Pete's sake can you not have a vaccine mandate? But at least why would the governor say he was going to fine you? Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.